Yeah, when Cliff worked for the place, John, what's the name of the place now? I forgot, but John, Cliff was an employee, and then John, the guy that owned the place, he wanted to retire, he got too old or some crap. So what he did was, he rented the place to Cliff, rented the building to him, and then Cliff opened up as Ace Communications, and then he got me in there, and I worked in there, did a lot of stuff. It was cool, man. I was enjoying myself. I did the cell phones, CBs, stereos, maybe some other stuff, or whatever, miscellaneous. I could work on both radios, but after I was done, he'd have to take the radio and inspect and make sure I did my work right, and then he'd have to sign off on it, because I was, you know, he had an FCC license to work on them, and I could work under his license, so he had to, when I'd repair the boat radio and make sure, you know, put it on the pre-counter and all that, and make sure everything's everything, he'd have to take the radio from me, run it through his gear, make sure that I tuned everything properly, and then he'd sign off.